a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. Sunny skies, 96 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. A Utah judge granted a temporary restraining order today, putting the state's abortion trigger law on hold for at least 14 days.
Attorney Julie Murray made the argument asking Judge Andrew Stone to put the trigger law on hold in an emergency hearing. She argues that law violates the state constitution.
The harms here, the upset to the status quo, we believe strongly tips in favor of a temporary injunction.
The state's representative, Tyler Green, pointed out the word abortion isn't in the state constitution.
There's not any language that the plaintiffs point to that uses the word abortion itself specifically in any of those provisions.
The trigger law is on hold for at least 2 weeks while the legal process plays out. The next hearing is scheduled for July 11th. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Legal analyst and defense attorney Greg Skorda says it could take a year before the lawsuit involving Utah's trigger law is fully resolved, but that's not what the judge decided today.
Really, the only thing on the table now is what happens right now in Utah? What happens? What are the rights of women right now while this lawsuit's being sorted out? A, do we say that the Utah law that's been enacted is good and it's going to be followed until it's shown otherwise, which means that a woman can effectively not have an abortion in Utah? Or B, do we stay the status quo and say it's still a legal procedure in Utah until we sort out the legal issues that the legislature passed in what we're now calling the trigger law?
The temporary restraining order puts the trigger law on hold for at least 14 days. In Washington, D.C., law enforcement continues its stepped-up response after the Supreme Court's decision to overturn federal protections for abortion rights.
Still a heightened police presence at the U.S. Supreme Court, where demonstrations have continued since the release of the court's opinion striking down Roe v. Wade Friday. D.C. police plan to remain at full deployment until at least Tuesday, continuing to coordinate with federal partners, including the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Last month, Homeland Security issued an alert warning of the potential for violence following a Supreme Court decision on abortion rights. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell weighed in on the abortion decision from the Supreme Court, saying it's a sign that the issue has to be settled at a state and local level. He says just because Roe and Casey decisions have been on the books for years, it doesn't mean the decisions should have been upheld.
Precedent is important. It is important. But sometimes precedent is wrong.
There have been reports and signals from McConnell that if Republicans get the majority in Congress again, there could be a push for lawmakers to enact a federal ban on abortion. Google is joining a growing list of companies that is adjusting policies after the Supreme Court ended Roe v. Wade. Several have told employees they will cover travel to states where abortions are legal. Google says employees can apply to relocate to a branch in one of those states, no questions asked. The state's elections office says all the voting machines are working correctly ahead of primary election day tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports Blanding Representative Phil Lyman made claims on social media that some voting machines were changing votes.
Representative Phil Lyman claims he's gotten three reports of machines in Wasatch County switching people's votes from Mike Lee to Becky Edwards. The state elections office says some ballot marking machines in that county had a font size that was too small, and it made two people have issues clicking the right box next to the candidate's name. They say the voters have three chances to verify their votes are right before submitting, and the voters reported their votes were fixed.
The state elections office says the font has been enlarged on those machines in Wasatch County. Senate candidates are reacting to Representative Lyman's comments.
Becky Edwards says she wants to see Mike Lee himself condemn the comments.
Any claim otherwise or an absence of condemnation on Senator Lee's part is a blatant and shameless attempt to undermine the integrity of our elections.
Senator Lee gave a statement saying his campaign has every confidence in Utah's elected county clerks and the lieutenant governor's office to oversee a free and fair elections. Ali Isom says she sees the comments as a political stunt.
I absolutely think it needs to be condemned. Calling on other candidates to condemn things is also a stunt in my mind. So I really feel right now like, could we just straight shoot to the American voter, to the Utah people, that we need them, that their voice matters.
Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Weber County elections officials say they are not hearing of any problems with ballots or security ahead of tomorrow's primary. County Clerk Ricky Hatch told Dave and Dujanovic, even if you have concerns, you have options.
They're cautious, but they're saying, well, maybe rather than mail it with the Postal Service, I'll drop in a drop box. Or maybe rather than put it there, I'll bring it into the vote center on election day. All of those are good options, and they all are good controlled options that that voters can feel comfortable with.
Hatch described the turnout so far this year as being pretty normal for a midterm election year. Ricky Meese, things are looking a lot better.
They are starting to improve. We're not clear of delays, but at least traffic's moving. We couldn't say that about an hour ago, but southbound I-15 off and on delays from Murray all the way to Linden. For drivers northbound through Davis County, you've got a really nice drive this afternoon from the North Interchange all the way to Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still to come.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.